About a decade ago, an old bank on the south side of Chicago was at risk of being demolished. But artist Theaster Gates decided to save it.
This building could be a repository for the cultural lives of many Black and Brown people.
He led a restoration of the space and transformed it into what's now the Stony Island Arts Bank, a museum filled with objects representing moments and eras in Black music, politics, dance, and writing. The collections of art and music are exactly what the musician Corinne Bailey Ray found when she visited.
When I was moving around this space, it was this absolute kaleidoscope of all this Black information.
And what she saw transformed her. She saw objects that represent problematic aspects of culture, too.
They've been dubbed Negrabilia, they're kind of Black knickknacks. They're white imagined Blackness, they're derogatory objects fizzing with a very present kind of pain.
Gates invited her to perform her music in the Arts Bank, but she said her earlier music didn't feel like the right thing to sing, so she started writing new music.
Give ourselves into the light, and what kind of time a painted illusion in my heart was an empty box.
And now, 6 years later, Corinne Bailey Ray has a new album called Black Rainbows. I asked her if there was a specific piece that prompted her to write this music.
It was a sculpture that I saw standing on, I think, the third floor. I could see all these different layers of paint, but it looked like somehow they'd been pulled off or stretched off or scraped off. And it had these windows in it. It reminded me of these adobe temples, you know, these Malian adobe temples. It's made from the floorboards of an abandoned police station in Chicago. For me, straight away, I thought about objects and what they are witness to. There are incidents that happen where the human witnesses either have passed away or they have a particular agenda where perhaps the truth that they communicate isn't the whole story. I thought, who has walked on these floors? What have these floors seen? And so I felt in this, I was writing this poem and it was called You Who Have Walked These Floors in Fear. And I thought about the narrative around Sandra Bland's death.
What song on the album exemplified that?
Yes, the song Erasure is an example of that. When I'm looking and seeing the erasure of Black femininity, I'm seeing the erasure of Black children, I'm seeing the portrayal of Black children as not innocent, as criminal, as the erasure of Black personhood. Wrote this song and it came out with fire, it came out with rage. And I was talking to a friend saying, this is such a difficult song. And they said to me, yes, but the chorus says, they tried to erase you, they tried to eviscerate you, hide behind the curtain, make you forget your name. They tried to. So although it's a reflection on the erasure, it's also recognition that this was an unsuccessful attempt.
And that sound, sonically, is very different from your earlier work. Are you worried at all because it is different from what you've done in the past, or are you at peace with what you have put out?
I mean, I love the work that I've already made. And thankfully, when you make new work, it doesn't wipe out the old work, right? So the old work is all still there. You know, I've played those songs all around the world since 2005, and I love them. You know, I love playing Put Your Records On Like a Star and Green Aphrodisiac and Breathless. But I am thrilled right now to be on tour playing this new music and telling these stories.
New York transit queen, New York transit queen, New York transit queen, little over 17.
There's a fun moment on the album that comes on the song New York Transit Queen. It seems like you really like New York because you have that song Paris Nights and New York Mornings. from your album, The Sea, but who is the New York Transit Queen?
The New York Transit Queen is Miss Audrey Smoltz, who was the winner of Miss New York Transit in 1954. And she entered this beauty competition and won. I think she was the third or fourth ever winner. And I found out about it from reading the copy of Ebony magazine from 1954. When I saw this picture, I thought, who is she? She was staring out of the photograph, wearing this bathing suit. She was hanging off the back of a fire truck. I wanted to know more about her. The Ebony Fashion Fair, which went round many cities in America, over 100 cities, and it presented couture fashion in black neighborhoods all over the US. Audrey Smoltz was the announcer for the fashion fair, so she would tell people, you know, she would describe what was being worn, or she would say things like, she's very hip, she'd say things like, what to wear on Sunday when you don't get home till Monday. So she was super hip, and I love her.
The last song on Black Rainbows is called Before the Throne of the Invisible God. Where does it leave us?
The last song on the record sort of leads back to the first song on the record. It's kind of circular in that there's a big focus on the album on spirituality. Is it possible that the things we do in the present shape the future? You know, we all believe that. But is it also possible that the things we do in the present somehow affect the past? Like there's some connection between us now and our ancestors. Does it give them a flash of joy in the past to know what we're doing here in the present? The record has these moments of transcendence. That's the best thing about music for me, that it lifts you out of where you are and puts you in another space, another world. And there are lots of moments on the record that talk about space and the psychedelic and the spiritual, because they've been so important in black art, the weirdness and the strangeness and rejecting the things that hold us down and the rules that are ultimately will not last forever, and thinking more about a new place, a utopia, and the eternal, and they're interesting ideas to think about with the record for me.
That's musician Corinne Bailey Ray. Corinne Bailey Ray's new album, Black Rainbows, was released on Friday. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.